preacher. It's a real joy to be back in the house of the Lord. I'm grateful and thankful for the Word of God, Miss Susan. I appreciate that. Appreciate that testimony and how much the Word of God will help our souls. When we get down, we get defeated, we get discouraged, and we get to doubting and all them other D's of the devil. And because he wants to put them in our life, and he just wants us to get us down. I was talking to a dear preacher friend of mine, well, Brother Robert Taylor, this morning, and back 2 or 3 weeks ago, Miss Kim had sent me a message and text and said that he was at the lowest point of his life. But I talked to him today, and he said he wasn't discouraged or defeated. And I've thought about this when Miss Nikki was singing. He was just tired of the battle. I mean, we're in the battle, and it is a battle. It's a warfare going on in the lives of Christian people. And I hate the devil, and I hate what he does to people, and you know that, and I hate discouragement. I just hate it, and hate how he lies to us and gets us down and discouraged. But I want you to turn to Psalms chapter number 62. I won't be before you very long. Just a few thoughts. I woke up with this on my mind, this little thought this morning, and just kind of got in the Word of God, and he showed me the verse of Scripture that he wanted us to deal with. And just to help us here, just to I believe it's to encourage our hearts as we stand. Psalms chapter number 62. I want to begin reading in verse number 1. And please let it help us. Please let it help us tonight. In Psalms chapter number 62 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From Him." Who? From God. Everybody say God. God. "Truly my soul waiteth upon" who? God. From who? God. "Cometh my salvation." Who? God. "He is only my rock and my salvation." Who are we talking about? We're talking about God. "He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." Jump down to verse number 5. "My soul, my inner being, my soul, wait thou only upon God. For my expectation is from Him." Who? God. "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God." Who? God is my salvation. I'm trying to get you to realize it's God. Amen. Reason I'm wanting you to say God like I am. Let me go back to verse 5. "My soul waiteth thou only upon" who? God. "For my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God." There He is again. He showed up again. "In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God." Verse number 6. "Trust in Him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before Him." There He is again. God is a refuge for us. Selah. You may be seated. Pray with us and for us. Father, in the Jesus' name, I come to You in prayer. And Lord, I thank You. As a man of God's already said, and even in my heart, I can truly say I can leave now and say what a blessing it's been to be in the house of the Lord with the good testimonies and the songs of Zion. Lord, I'm glad. Thank God always. Miss Nikki's son. Always You're with me. Always You're there. Always when it seems like that You've been hidden from us, there standing somewhere in the shadows, I'm going to find You. When we seem like we're backed up against the wall, there You are. God, You're my rock. God, You're my circumstance. Lord, You're my defense. You're my salvation. Oh, dear God, I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Thankful, Lord, that we're in the house of God. Thankful we can read the Word of God. Thankful, Lord, that we could trust in You at all times. Lord, help us now as our prayer. Encourage our hearts. Those that are downtrodden, I pray that You'll lift them up. Those that's been cast down, that they'll be lifted up. Those that's discouraged, that they'll be lifted up. Dear God, help us now as our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. While Miss Nikki was singing that song, Brother Barry was kind of testifying. Oh, I got to flipping through my Bible there in the pages. And a dear man in this church gave me this several years ago. I asked for all of this, and he had wrote this. And it's just talking about him. It's just talking about him. Brother Ivan, you'll know it when I read it. He's our advisor in adversity. I feel like the Lord wanted me to read this. He's our advisor in adversity. He's our breath of the Bible. He's our change in conversion. He's our deliverer from death. He's our evidence of our endurance. He's our fragrance of the flower. He's a gift of God. He's healing for the hurting. He's the intercessory of the impossibility. He's justful as judge. I'm kept by His kindness. He's a lover of the lost. He's a mover of the mountain. He's the nature of the new man. He's the overflow of the overwhelmed. He's the provider of the provision. He's the qualified to be quoted. He's the reason to rejoice. He's the stillness of our storms. He's the thrill of a testimony. He's the understander of the unlearned. He's the victory in the valley. He's the way for the wandering. He exceeds all expectation. He's yielding in the yoke. Zeal of the zealous. Brother Ivan, I appreciate that. You gave me that several years ago. He wrote that. I just felt led sitting right there to read all that. Well, I'm glad for Jesus. Jesus Christ. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Well, I'm glad He's the Alpha and the Omega. We'll never, Miss Susan, we'll never be able to exhaust the dictionary of the adjectives of Jesus Christ our Lord. And it seemed like I got away from my text, but I want to exalt Him. Because if there's ever a person in this place that's going to get help of God, it's going to have to be in Jesus Christ. He said, even Himself said, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the light of this world. He said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh in the Father but by me. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Well, I'm glad I am that I am. Even God told Moses there at the burning bush, He said, whom do I say send me? I just say, I am. I am that I am. He's the one that'll take care of that downhearted. He's the one that'll help that discouraged heart. He's the one that'll be there when you need Him. He's the one there when you're going through the valley, because He's that lily. He's that lily of that valley. He's that bright and morning star. Oh, thank God He's everything from A to Z, as we've seen. And there's so many more. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Boy, I'm glad for Jesus tonight. Boy, truly my soul waiteth. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. And I woke up with this thought this morning, waiting on God. Waiting on God. And how many times? How many times that we get to wondering, God, where are you at? Oh, we're waiting on you. And we've been waiting. We've been waiting, God. You know, God don't get in a hurry, because He knows exactly, Miss Morgan, He knows exactly when the time is right. Oh, we in our fleshly minds and in our natural minds, we want it right then. Because as we know, I mean, we could go and put a little TV dinner in the microwave. We can get it in less than a minute. And we can boil less than any time. But we want everything so instant, just click of a button. And we've got a computer on. We've got a TV on. We've got everything just instantly. Oh, my. And they even make just different things that we could get instantly. But God's going to work in His timing. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. And just a few thoughts. There's no outline. I'm kind of got away from that tonight. But just going to try to give you some thoughts. I hope that'll help our hearts tonight. Truly, that word means only. Only my soul waiteth upon God. Boy, may that be our prayer. David said only. Only my soul, my inner being, my affection should be only upon God. Instead of what the world will offer us. Instead of what the devil will offer us. Instead of what the flesh wants to offer us. But it's just letting us know, only my soul waiteth upon God. Boy, it helped my heart this morning. I even sent it to a couple people this morning, hoping it'll help them. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. I want to deal just a little bit on waiting upon God. In Psalms 33 and 20, it said, our soul waiteth for Thee. Who are we talking about? God. He is our help. Well, get a hold of that. He is our help. You need help tonight? If I was to ask you to raise your hand, you say, yeah, I need some help, preacher. All I do, I need some help of God. I need a touch from God. Every time I come into the house of God, it ought to be to the place, Brother Darrell, that we all need help. We just need something from the Word of God to help us to go another day, to help us get us back to another service, to get us back to the time that we stand, sit at our table or a desk and get in a devotional. Just as something to get us going. That's that Word, that bread of life, Brother Darrell. And getting our devotional time, getting that Word of God. Boy, He wants to feed you. He wants to help you. He wants to be our rock. He wants to be our salvation. He wants to be our defense. Boy, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my help. Boy, if you ever get a hold of that little ETH on these words. Truly my soul waiteth. That's a continuous waiting. And many times we have to just continuously wait. But realize how God, He's still God. He's still in control. He's still on the throne. We pray and we pray and it seems like we're not getting no answers. But don't give up. God is in His timing. He's going to come right on time. And look here, from Him cometh, ETH. Continuously, He's continuously coming. You're continuously waiting. If you continuously wait on God and being mindful, and I'll show you a little bit there in a minute, from Him cometh. He'll continually, Brother Chuck, He'll continually be your salvation. He'll continually cometh to you to give you help. Hey, you want something of God? You stop. You be silent. That's what that word waiteth means, to just be silent, to stop. Also, somebody said this, it's a hopeful expectation. Just stop and pause. I mean, we got a program going on up at Brock right now. It's just a pause program. Stop and see what you're about ready to do. But just pause. Take a pause in your life when you're praying about something. Just pause. Be still. Be still and be silent. Be still and know that I'm God. That's what He wants to get our hearts to do. You're praying about something? Stop. Be still. Have a hopeful expectation. And realize that expectation's only from Him.
Yeah, amen.
To wait upon God by prayer and supplication, someone said, submission to His will, devotion to His service is the way to experience His salvation. Not to be saved, but to have more joy, to have more peace in your soul is to wait upon God by prayer and supplication. Be submitted to His will and devoted to His service. The tone of this psalm is the expression of having confidence in God.
Right. Yeah.
And that's where the devil, I hate him, he wants to get us shaken in our confidence.
Right.
We've heard this man of God say that in past. He wants to get our hearts shaken in our confidence to God. Get us doubting. God, are You really listening? Are You really up there? I'm a praying about this and I'm praying about this. It seems like we're getting no answers. Hey, you lose confidence. He wants us to get us shaken in our confidence in Him. And that's what David's talking about right here. In his confidence in God. And he's saying, only, or truly, verily my soul waiteth upon God. All this waiteth means silent. The hopeful expectation. This David, he's saying here, he trusts submissively and confidently as a servant upon his God, because he realizes the only hope, the only hope that we have is in Jesus Christ. Hey, many times, even young people, and even us as adults sometimes, we'll run to this and we'll run to that and we'll try to find help here. We'll try to find help. We'll try to go to all the counselors we can. We'll try to get all the books that we can to read upon God, read upon how we can get help and get counsel. And hey, all we need is the Word of God. He said He's the counselor, the wonderful, the counselor, the Prince of Peace. He's the one. We can run to God. Boy, it's a shame that we'll read books about everything. And I found myself, Brother Darrell, doing the same thing. Spend a night or two and I'll read a whole book. But then after I get through, not a bad book, just something I was interested in reading. But as soon as it's the end, God will say, now, you read the Word of God as long as you've read that book. I believe it'll challenge us, everyone. I want every one of us to hear this. Samuel, all the way around. If you're going to read a book, maybe not a bad book, and you want to spend 3 hours reading that book, oh, and you'll stay awake the whole time while you're reading. When you put that book down, you read for 3 hours the Word of God. But guess what happens after 5 minutes? Oh, you're so tired from reading a three-hour novel, 5 minutes you're going to sleep. I challenge you. Read the Word of God. That's where you're going to get your help. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. The tone, the meditation and prayer means to be strengthened in faith. Well, that's where we're going to get our strength. We wait on God. Even in the Word of God, probably one of my favorite verses. I think it's Brother Blake's too. In Isaiah 40:31, where it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord." Right. Listen. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Right. Miss Nikki, Brother Brian, you want strength? Sometimes you got to wait on God. Wait on God in a job situation. Wait on God on Mama, Miss Nikki. Wait, you may have to wait on God. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Truly my soul waiteth on God. From Him cometh my salvation. Well, let me give you a few of these right here. He, who? God. God only is my rock. Well, I'm glad we've got a foundation. This rock talks about our foundation. It talks about our strength. It talks about stability. In this world of unstable situations, the economy, this country, the political realm, it is so unstable. And this is a big year for election. And we don't know, only God knows exactly what's getting ready to happen here in this coming November. We may be on, more than likely it doesn't matter. And I've said it before, it doesn't matter which party is going to win it. It's just the Bible will tell you we're on a downhill slope. I mean, that's just the way it is. But I'm glad that even though when situations are shaky, even though the foundation of this world seems like it may be a crumbling, hey, we could still call upon Yah. We could still have help from Him. We could still run to the rock. Or in Psalm 61, it's just right there in the next chapter, right there, chapter before. "Hear my cry, O God. Tend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto Thee." Well, get a hold of this. This verse has helped my heart so many times. "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Well, that overwhelmed, that's a big word. It means to be covered over. When you seem like you're covered over, seem like you don't know which direction to go, and it just seems like you're blinded to what's going on, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. He wants to take you to that high place. He wants to take you to higher ground. And that's what that eagle does. That eagle finds that cliff. He finds that place way up our high where he can run to. You're going to find strength. You're going to find it in God. Young people, You're going to try to find strength in anything. You're going to try to find strength in popularity. You're going to, in possessions, in that boyfriend, that girlfriend. You're going to try to find strength in your friends. You're going to try to find strength. But I'm going to tell you right now, beyond a shadow of doubt, and even Miss Nikki testified that, even as a cheerleader, trying to find popularity.
Right.
And then just said, wish she could go back. And be a role model. And be a role model in godliness. And so you listen to what Miss Nikki said. Oh, truly, truly, my soul. Just waiting upon God. And while you're waiting and being silent. Boy, thinking. My soul waiteth upon God. Only to God is my soul silence. To wait upon God. And for God is the habitual position. Listen to this. To wait upon God. And for God is the habitual position of faith, to wait on Him. To wait on Him truly is sincerity. This waiteth is waiting is nothing else but hope and trust lengthened. Well, let me read that again. I want you to get that. Yeah, waiting is nothing else. Waiting is nothing else but hope and trust lengthened.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, that's it. Simply. We wouldn't, if it's just a time, we wouldn't be doing much waiting. You pray about it and it instantly happens. It's not much waiting there. It's just going to happen. But when you get it lengthened out, there's times that we do get, just seem like we just go nuts thinking, I'm still waiting. God, I'm still waiting. God wants to get us the place. Many times we get so antsy. We get so impatient. We try to help God out and try to jump ahead of Him. I mean, there's some things me and Donna's praying about. I don't want to get in a hurry. Wait upon God. I mean, most of you know we're praying about a new house. And we've been in talks again with the Taylor house. I want you to help us pray about it. Believe in God, trust Him, what He wants there. We're just going to wait on God until He gives us an answer. Many of you're praying about things. There's lost people, you're praying about things. You're wanting that lost person saved, that backslidden person getting right with God. And many times we have to just wait on God. But while we're waiting, while we're being silent, boy, just meditate. Meditate upon Him. Think about Him. He only is my rock. He only is my salvation. He only is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Amen. Waiting is just not hanging out. Just a hanging out until God decides to do something. Well, somebody said that. Waiting is just not just hanging out. Well, I'm just going to wait right here until God does something. While you're waiting, stop. Just be silent and listen. Meditate upon the Word of God. God, You may not have answered my prayer just yet, but I'm still believing. I'm still trusting. I'm hoping. I'm hoping with expectation. I'm anticipating an answer to come. So I'm just going to meditate upon Him. Amen. Meditate upon His Word. Get in the Word of God. Continually be in prayer. And realizing He is the rock. He is my salvation. Oh, do a study. This afternoon I got my computer program out, and boy, my strength. Through the Word of God, my strength's in that Bible 32 times. Even this verse, the rock. My rock is in 12 verses. My salvation, 33 verses. My defense is in 8 verses. Oh, it's one I really want to read you. It's all them words that's in it. Psalms chapter number 18. I will love Thee. What's a motivation to help us keep waiting on God? There's a big word that's right here in these verses. Then it's just that little phrase that'll get to help us in our motivation for God. Helping us in our motivation as we wait on God. His love. Boy, love ought to be a motivation. It'll let us know how much we love God. I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. Look at here. The Lord's my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. I'm not going to trust in anything else but Jesus. I'm not going to put my trust in economy. I don't want to put my trust in this world. I don't want to put my trust in the devil. I definitely don't want to put my trust in this flesh, because my flesh, there dwelleth no good thing. There definitely no confidence, or what is it, that trust in the devil, because he's a liar. Have I told you lately I hate him? I hate the devil. It's definitely, you better not put no trust in him. You better not put no trust in your flesh. You better not put no trust in this world, because the world don't love you. Young people, you listen to me. The world don't love you. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I got that confused right there. Hallelujah. Amen. Just trust in Him. Amen. Brother Craig, it's easier said than done. I know it. God, I wish You'd help my heart. If this is not for anything, it's been for me. I've thought about it all day. Yeah. Thinking about Him, just waiting on God. Oh, the Lord's my rock. I'm in chapter 18. My fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I'll call upon the Lord, who's worthy to be praised. What's what some of you's done tonight? Just worthy to be praised. I tell you what, it'll help your heart. While you're still waiting upon God, still meditating upon the Word of God, and you just find you a little corner in the house, and you get in that corner, and just lift those hands and say, I've just got to bless the Lord. I got to bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that's within me, bless His holy name. Yeah. Even that verse of Scripture I like to quote a lot of time. I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. All and that verse of Scripture says all times, thank God. And it'll let us know that if we'll just praise Him in all time, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice and just be thankful unto Him. And in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Just go ahead and praise Him. God will help you in your troubles. And yes, those circumstances may still be there. Yes, those valleys may still be there. But it'll help you get along. It'll help you go through them. Miss Susan, I thought about this. That great storm chapter. Those circumstances still didn't change for the Apostle Paul. He still had to go through the storm. He still had to go through the shipwreck. But thank God there was somebody that met with him that night in prayer and let him know that everybody's going to be okay. I'm glad, thank God, that he'll come to you in the stillness of the night, even at the midnight hour. He'll say everything's going to be all right, that you're going to make it through this storm. You're going to make it through your circumstance, Brother David. And I know you've been going through some time, but I just want you to know, thank God, he'll be there in the circumstances. He'll be there in your valley walking with you. He'll be there in the storm of life. He'll be there when the battle gets rough. He'll be there, I'm glad, thank God, that He lets you know that you can make it. You're going to make it. Oh, Brother Craig, it seemed like my world is crumbling all around me. But Brother Craig, seemed like I'm up against the wall. Seems like I've been put up against this Red Sea in my life. But thank God, there is a God that all you have to do is let the rod of Jesus Christ go over that Red Sea and it'll part and you can walk right on it. Oh, there's walls all around us. But thank God, as we said the other day in Sunday school, that, hey, they started shouting even before the walls fell. I want to go ahead and shout now before the walls fall. Oh, and you know what happened when the walls fell? He said, just go on in. There's them walls underneath us. Joshua and the people of Israel started walking on those walls that fell. Oh, he's going to let you. He's going to let you walk on them walls. He's going to let you walk through your circumstances. Oh, but just sometimes you just got to wait on him. Oh, the walls, they're still high. Wait on God. Oh, the giants are still big. Wait on God. Oh, the valley seems too low. Just wait on God. That mountain seems too high. Just wait on God. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. Oh, he's there for strength. He's there for help. I thought I'd be done by now. It's chapter 62. I'm glad when God shows up. Well, I'm glad my pastor's here tonight. Most of the time, we preach when he's not here. Well, I'm glad he's sitting right there. Oh, I'm glad he's here tonight. Hallelujah. Maybe he needs to wait on God. Oh, I know talking to him yesterday, and this is a good illustration. You know, I know when everything that's going on in the church as far as our remodeling, it gets him vexed. And he's dealing with all these people and dealing with everything. It just seems like it's butting up against the wall on different things. Oh, but preacher, let's just wait on God. It's going to come just in time. It's all going to fall right in place. I mean, I know we've talked about maybe a time limit, when it'd be good, maybe to get to have an opening house right here on maybe homecoming. Well, we don't know, but hey, it's going to come right on time. Maybe we just wait on God and just be patient, not get in no hurry. We don't want to do the wrong thing. Oh, God, I'm glad that we can wait on God. Oh, he's my rock, my salvation. He's my defense. Boy, this may be our determination. I know Miss Stapleton said it many times. I shall not be moved. Oh, let's just stay put. Let's just stay put. Let's just be silent. Let's just stop. Oh, my soul, verse 5, my soul waiteth thou only upon God. Looky here, for my expectation. My expectations from him. There it is again, verse 6. I'm going to go back to expectation here in just a minute. But look at this. He only is my rock, my salvation. He's my defense. Look at it again. I shall not be moved. In God's my salvation, my glory. The rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Look at here. Trust in Him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before God. That's just not a little dribble and a dip, just a drop every once in a while. He said, just turn it over and pour it out. Just give God everything to Him. Pour it out your heart before God. Don't just flippantly come in a little dime store prayer. Just pour out your God. We've got a God that always He can hear me. Always He's near. Always He's bowed down there listening to your prayer and saying, whoa, get you some help. Get you some help. Pour out your... That's what He's wanting to do. He's wanting you to pour out your heart. Amen. Trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart before God. Oh, He'll be our help in them times. God's our refuge. Boy, He's that fortress. He's that protection. Boy, I'm glad for that. Let me give you this expectation. That Hebrew word's tikva. Expectation, tikva. This word means accord. In Him's our hope. In Him's our life. In Him is, and that's what expectation is, for my hope, my life, things that I longed for. This expectation has the fall of being accord. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter number 29. I heard Brother Larry Wells preach on this one time.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremiah chapter number 29. Whew, my strength is in Him tonight. Verse number 11. And we've heard the man of God preach this. Verse number 11, for I know the thoughts. I still hear pages rumbling. For I know the thoughts. In chapter number 29 of Jeremiah, verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That's the same word. Is that my expectation? And that's a cord. It has the thought of an umbilical cord. These two ladies getting ready to have a baby. There's something on the end of that umbilical cord that's being fed from that mama right now. And there's a baby on the end of it. There's an expectation. There's an expectation that's soon, in a few months, there's an expectation that's going to happen. There's an expectation. And there's things that's going to happen if you wait on God. There's a waiting period that's going on right now. There's a waiting period. Soon we're going to have an expectation. Soon there's going to be a couple babies around here in RBT, a new one, that every one of them is going to have to hold. Every one of me is going to have to hold. Every one of them that's going to look at me is going to have to grin real big. There's an expected end coming to you. Boy, I'm glad that they've got a source. It's almost like this. We've got a source that we're hooked to right now. And as God, my source is in heaven. My source is God. My source is that Word of God that I'm hooked to. Boy, but thank God one of these days there's going to be an expected end. All them valleys. Oh, Jesus. All of those trials. You can almost say it like this. One of these days, the umbilical cord's going to be cut.
Right.
There's going to be a deliverer. Right. There's going to be a deliverance. Right. We're going to end up on the shores of Galilee. Right. We're going to end up in heaven. There's going to be an expected end.
Right.
My expectation is in Jesus Christ.
Right.
Boy, I'm glad for that. Boy, two illustration, Bible illustrations about waiting on God. Boy, Lazarus, there in John 11, Lazarus had died. Mary and Martha had to do some waiting because Jesus tarried. He tarried in His journey. They went and got Him, but He tarried. When He got there, of course, they had to do some waiting. But when they got there, of course, Lazarus already dead. Oh, but there was an expectation. Jesus Christ went to that tomb, and there was an expected end. All He said was, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came. Well, I think about that prodigal son. The expectation was upon that father, expecting that hopeful expectation as he had looked down the road, expecting that son to come up over the horizon, come up over the road. Oh, he was waiting. He was waiting on that son. Boy, I'm glad that we can wait upon God and realizing it's in God. God that gives us our help. God that gives us our strength. Our strength's only in Him. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to You in prayer.